When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I just had to file a fraudulent unemployment claim. Somebody's using my name trying to get unemployment benefits. It might be Dell. I don't know. He's got all my information. Is there any...
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Cam Newton.
You think it's... Well, he is poor.
He's about to be
poor. He's about... No, he is poor now because he's a free agent. Remember, when you become a free agent, you're poor.
Yeah, he's rich, but you're about to be poor.
Right, but you're ass.
But he's also ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I think most likely is Dell.
Okay,
but
fine with that.
But then Cam is a possibility too. No, that's not why. Listen, well, you guys look like me, right? You guys are saying, well, look, we got the same skin tone as John.
So you had a fraudulent claim put on you?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? Like, how'd you find out?
HR and Pete caught it.
They did?
Yeah, they said they were like, y'all haven't fired Granato, have you?
And Laura Beavers goes, surprisingly, no.
It's a possibility. They were like, we have to check. We have to check because we hear the show in the morning.
Yeah, they have
to. So we got to check that is there a chance that you finally did the right thing? And the answer is no. Laura Beavers said no. So she sent me, I had to file a claim this morning saying that someone was fraudulently trying to use my name to get unemployment claims. It's not like they're going to get a bunch. You only get right? I mean, what do you get?
I don't know.
Is it depend on how much you make? Or
I think so, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
You ain't getting all that much.
I think so. And
all right. Now, file a claim from try and be my wife and then get that.
So what do you have to do?
I had to just file a claim through the TWC.
A claim for a non-claim?
Was fraudulently using my information.
That means that they got a lot of information on you then.
Something, yeah. My Social Security number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, it's out there. I mean, you can find everybody's Social Security number if you want.
Do it, dark web.
Yeah, dark web can do it. No, don't put it out. No. No. Don't put it on Twitter.
Try it. Whoever gets John's social first.
No.
We're going to give you two tickets to the Monster Truck Rally coming up when the pandemic's over.
Don't we have
over.
Swag tickets still available for Dallas? That's a hell of a giveaway. Then we gave away swag tickets, but you got to drive out to Dallas to go see the game, right? Oh, do we give them a hotel? No, just two tickets to the game. I wonder why that one didn't go. I wonder why no one jumped on that one.
You mean why I had to mention it multiple times before? Yeah.
I wonder why no one wanted that. Is it Dion's team?
Once again.
No, it's Prairie View and Grambling.
Prairie View's right real close.
Yeah,
why are they doing it up there?
They want to play in the Cotton Bowl, I guess.
Oh. It's closer here.
Yes, it is.
You can get more people.
Probably.
I think if you get more people. I don't know. But that's just me. Anyway, so I went to the Rockets game last night.
Was it enjoyable?
It was. I mean, it sucked. It was the worst. I mean, first of all, there's zero energy in the building. Zero. I mean, less than zero energy in the building. There is there are no good players in the red uniforms. None. I mean, John Wall is not good. Christian Wood isn't there. Oladipo isn't there, but that doesn't matter anyway. Justin Patton made his debut. in the very first play, I mean, he was trying to, I was like, oh my goodness. He got just run by, and I was like, ooh, this is not going to be good. But he actually played hard, and he made some plays. He blocked a couple shots, and he got a basket or whatever. We left before the third quarter ended. Zach LaVine, holy crap. That dude, he had 7 at the half, I think. He had 7 points at the half. And he had 27, I think, after 3 or more because we left.
If you're not paying attention to the NBA, and, well, rightfully so, if you're a Houston Rocket fan, Zach LaVine has become a different player this year. You know how people are like, man, Jamal Murray, what he did in the bubble, see if he makes that type of jump. Zach LaVine's making that jump. It's just no one's paying attention because he plays for the Bulls.
Yeah.
But that guy.
He's good.
Is really good.
Really good. I mean, want to talk. Well, he was hot. I mean, he didn't miss anything. He didn't miss any. And I don't, you know, I don't know. I have to look up his stats and see what his 3-point. But he just is, wow. He is spectacular.
I mean. And it's not brand new. You know, it's funny because if you just coast on your opinions of players that you're not watching, he's the dunk guy. He's the guy with the nasty dunks.
Yeah.
Nasty dunks. Dude, this is 3 straight years. 23-7, 25-5 last year, and now 28-6.
Yes.
Well, I didn't even realize he was 25-5 last year.
Well, and I'll tell you, somebody's doing, as Van Gundy always said, somebody's got to score. This Bulls team is,
They're okay, but Billy Donovan. Okay.
Dude, he's shooting 43%
from 3. He's really
good.
He's
having a great year. Yeah. Billy Donovan's there. They finally have some structure there in Chicago, and they're playing better. Oh, he's over 50% shooter for a shooting guard.
I said this to my buddy. We were watching again. I said, I love this Bulls offense.
This is
really neat. They attack the basket.
What's his free throw line? So he's coming up on the coveted 50-40. He's not going to be 50-40-90, but, you know, very few players have ever hit 50-40-90. 50 from 2, 40 from 3, 90 from 3. He's 86 from the free throw line. He is right now 57% from 2.
That is awesome.
Which is extremely high.
Well, for everything, two. Right.
It's extremely high, and then 43% from 4. But he's 57% from 2.
Yeah.
That's a really, really high total for a guard.
Yeah, so... that's a nice little team they got going over there. The Rockets have a lot of work to do. I feel bad, so bad for Steven Silas.
Zach LaVine is just a secret killer.
Yeah, he is.
He's
the new Devin Booker. Nobody, you know, it took a while for Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Finally, everybody realized.
Maybe the new
even James, though they were on bad teams.
What
so
about the new James Harden?
No.
The reason I say that, obviously not rebounds and assists. He was with the previous team, 10, 14, 18.9, good. He gets to a new team, and then he becomes, not quite as quickly, but pretty quickly, he becomes a star player. It's actually the same course. James, 3 years with Minnesota, then goes to Chicago, takes off. James, 3 years at Oklahoma City, goes to the Rockets, takes off as a star player. It's actually very, very similar. I mean,
except James was on a good basketball team.
That's the only difference. Yeah, but as a player, though, he turned into, like, there was no way Chicago could have seen this.
I don't know. They tried. Although you got to give him credit.
He was pretty good with Minnesota, too.
You got to give him credit.
They gave up Jimmy Butler for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now this was long, like,
the Rockets
previous,
gave up Lamb for James.
A little differently. Turned out for Jeremy Lamb. Now, different organizational structure for the Bulls. So things have changed since they made that trade, but Zach LaVine was certainly the centerpiece of that trade. And like I said, if people actually cared about Bulls basketball, they would notice this guy and, he's really good. He's no longer, like Lance said, he's no longer just a guy who will win a dunk contest. He's a legit star in terms of what he does. We'll see if he becomes a star in terms of people paying attention.
He's on his way, that's for sure. I mean, it takes a while. Like I said, Devin Booker should have been much more recognized over these last couple of years than he has been. And it takes a little bit of time, and he finally is. This Zach LaVine is on that same trajectory. He is really, really good. Now, as always, you know, Jeff Van Gundy has said somebody's got to score on a bad team. They're not a bad team though. It's not a bad team.
And it's
Donovan. You're right. Billy Donovan has done a
hell of a job. That's for guys who are like volume shooters. This guy is his efficiency numbers are through the roof.
Yeah, kids are back in school. Yanni says he's on his way right now with Maria to her first day of First Baptist. Maria have fun at school for the first day. Are your kids back in school?
Not until tomorrow.
Not until
they might be. What's today? Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, my kids not
back. They're not going.
HISD is she wearing some of Wendy's jewelry to school, Dale?
Is Marie, are you wearing Wendy's jewelry today?
Are you wearing some of Miss Wendy's
jewelry, Maria? Jewelry? Do you have it on?
HISD.
Maria's going to be mad because Maddie got shoes.
Yeah.
And Maria
got shoes.
Right.
Walk out of Wendy's closet with swag bag.
Right. Right.
And Maddie immediately wore them to church. I'm like, Maddie, those are woman's shoes. They fit. I am wearing extra socks. Oh, well, in that case, they must fit. They must fit. By the way, the Peter King thing is getting a lot of play.
What, with the San Francisco?
Yeah, it's getting, when I say it's getting a lot of play, this is just his, this is not a,
yeah, it's just, a he's just throwing it out there.
There's no.
Just like John McClain threw out, two first, a second, three play, what? I mean, you're just throwing it out there because
Nick Cassero's not telling you this is.
He's not telling you anything.
But what Peter King is throwing out there is hypotheticals, and you know, there's not going to be anything with Deshaun until probably April. So there's just going to be a lot of talk. They had a thing on ESPN on television today. It's obviously it came out that Seattle's asking for three firsts for Russell Wilson. Yeah. I don't know if they're asking for that or if that's the.
Well, I don't know. Plot. It seems like there's some smoke around that.
And that's a curious.
Let's call Zoe and see if he'll tell us.
Yeah, let's do that. I want to talk about quarterbacks here in the next break because I think we could be seeing a fundamental shift, and I think we should be when the money is so substantial now. Like, it's not like you can just swing and miss. It does damage to you if you swing and miss. I think that's the reason the Cowboys are really hesitant on Dak is they're really not bought in that Dak is – the guy that should be paid an elite salary. It's kind of like we used to see with the NBA with, well, we still do, with max salary guys. Guys who got max salaries, who we can all look and say, that, like, those salaries should be KD, Harden.
Yeah, right.
You know, the Dame Lillard, the top guys. And you have other guys making it just because, well, it's my time. It's my turn. I think the Cowboys, I really just truly believe the Cowboys – fundamentally do not believe that Dak is worth that. Now the Cleveland Browns are going to have decision on their hands with Baker Mayfield coming up. And I wonder if some of that's getting playing into Seattle, Sam. Boy, we didn't like the way Russell was playing at the end of the year. We're going to have this much money on our hands. Maybe instead of paying this,
where it hamstrings
us, but once you get away from it, you get him quarterback purgatory, and boy, you can stay there a long time.
A long time. All right, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. Let's talk about the quarterbacks on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, so how did you do during the big freeze, the big winter freeze? I don't know how you did. I had some issues, like most people who live in the Houston area. Some people had it way, way worse. The neighbor right behind me has a Generac automatic standby generator, which is what I am in the process of getting. As soon as the power went off, I just heard this whirring sound. And I ended up going through the gate because I knew it was a generator. And I went through and looked in the backyard, and I looked through the crack in the fence, and it's a Generac right there. And the neighbors right behind us never lost power because they had the Generac automatic standby generator. And, you know, you can get that as well with Generator Supercenter. They are the nation's number one seller of Generac automatic standby generators. They're the number one dealer in the nation. And that is something that can prevent you from the issues we had here over, you know, here last week where power goes out randomly at 4 o'clock. Maybe in your neighborhood it stayed off 48 hours or 72 hours. I know that. A friend of mine, his parents in their early 80s, they were without power for like 72 hours. And, you know, if you want that peace of mind of saying, hey, that's not going to happen during the summer, during the winter, whenever power goes out, you can go with Generator Supercenter. They can help you. They've got free estimates available, low monthly financing, or finances available with low monthly payments, I should say. And it's simply one phone call away, 281-377-9774, or look them up on the web at Generator Supercenter.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. For those of you who missed it, this is what I sent. Someone filed a claim. I mean, filed an unemployment claim for me. And I had to send a form to the TWC that someone had a fraudulent claim for unemployment claim using my name and information. And I said, to whom it may concern, someone has used my name for an unemployment claim. Please kill them. I'm not sure.
Holy moly. I don't know if you should do that.
I'm not sure that, but I, you know what? Should that not be the punishment? Someone trying to steal your identification?
Death?
I don't know if
attempted
it's...
Attempted murder? We got to... No, I don't think so.
Well, apparently, okay. Well, okay, live in your liberal world.
Someone's soft on crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Dale, what do you think?
I'm
Dale, you're a Law & Order producer.
yes,
what
I
are
am.
Your thoughts on that?
Look, I am one who believes you punish the guilty. I just think it should be proportional.
Right.
I'm not sure a death sentence is the necessary next step. Now, if you confront this person and they say, it wasn't me and it's clearly them, then put them on the wall.
Yeah. Or send them
under
to
his
Guantanamo.
Eye. Under his eye. No, put them on the wall.
Send them to Guantanamo for 17 years without a trial. Okay?
Yeah, well, do that. But the under his eye is where you were.
Under his eye, yeah. Right.
Put them on the wall.
Send them to the camp.
Oh, you want to go to the...
That toxic waste stuff those people were working at.
Yeah, that was...
Where are those camps called? The
colonies. Like,
the colonies, yeah.
That didn't seem like a great place to go.
Oh, you mean where you literally go there to work and die?
I'm telling you, Handmaid's Tale. So when I saw, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this show. It just looks very strange. And then when you get into it, it's a good show.
Yeah, it's good. Really
good. It's a good show.
Okay, let's get TJ in here, and then we'll talk quarterbacks. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, TJ?
I would say let's err on the side of forgiveness and mercy.
There we go.
On John's question.
Well, wait a minute, Father.
Thank you.
Hold on, Father TJ.
Thank you.
Father, listen, if someone is stealing from you, isn't it, shouldn't it be automatic punishment? Death. Okay?
No,
we should err on the side of forgiveness and mercy.
Okay.
There is a punishment. There is a punishment for sin, and that's not this world.
Okay. Well,
I mean, there are times but the eternal punishment is a different world.
All right. Well, we'll let God judge then. Okay, I guess.
I remember a line from a kid, the wages of sin are death. Is that the line? I didn't think they meant this sin.
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's this sin, though.
I don't know. Listen, that was my interpretation, but I could be wrong. So, Father, as I understand it, you met Lance's wife, Nicole.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was very, very cool.
Yeah,
she told me.
They came out and visited for Mass.
She was on her world church tour, and she stopped by Kingwood.
She was seeing her parents out in Kingwood. Oh. No, my mother-in-law's pipes burst. So she was out there and visiting her dad, mother, her mom, and yeah, she said she saw Father TJ.
Father TJ,
you did not deliver the homily. She said,
"What?
Yeah, it was Deacon's turn this weekend."
Oh, I thought he just didn't perform well.
So, let me ask you this, it's a serious question. So when you get a chance,
he didn't deliver on it.
Yeah, is it like official?
That's what I thought.
Like,
yeah.
We graded you afterwards.
It was
okay. Does a deacon ever get pointers? Do you ever say, "Hey, that was Is there ever any constructive criticism for younger priests who are just starting or deacons or like? Do you ever like, "Hey, that was good. I might have done this. I might have said this. I might have brought this up." Do you ever give any pointers?
Yes, sir. We have a monthly clergy meeting, and we talk about previous homilies, and then we also have an opportunity for our parishioners to weigh in on how they think the homily went, what they think we could do better, and how we can improve. So, and then we watch our videos. So we put them on live stream. We go back and watch them. And
are you serious about everything you've just said?
Why not?
Yes, sir. That's one of the most important things you can do, is deliver the message of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I just never heard you go back and study tape.
Right.
They're watching tape too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see how my hips, if my hips were where I opened up watching, here.
Hey, let's go back and let's watch tape on how this went. And
yeah.
Do you ever stop it in the middle and like point something out or say something?
No, we want... Well, we wait till the end of it, and then we...
Oh, okay.
Golly, this is like... Father T.J. is watching tape.
Now, you... Yeah, and you weren't moving around. Were you making eye contact?
Why don't you engage this side a little more? I would walk in there, and you could telestrate. Right. That would be awesome. But yeah, she enjoyed meeting you.
That does open up the good... That is cool. That opens up a whole new world of what we can do on those.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we get a little touch screen, a little good telestrate.
Thought. Yeah.
Going over there, and like, you got to engage this side, and boom, right there.
Right.
John Madden.
Why do you think that's so amazing?
Well,
I'd never heard of. I didn't think you would go back, and I didn't know parishioners.
He's a pro.
No, I know, but I didn't know there's like a comment box. Like, I think you could do this better. Yeah. This, and that you like. There's a meeting to go over past homily. I had no idea.
See, I would be a rough judger though, Father. If I'm gonna get, you know, if you're gonna die just for stealing my unemployment, claim. I'm gonna be a tough judge. I don't think you want me in there judging homilies.
They never said they did.
No, probably not. Yeah. So what do you think?
I wanted to talk about the Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Father TJ.
If that's okay, can I talk about the Rockets?
Yeah, you can.
No, go ahead.
It just highlighted to me. It highlighted to me that this team is not the same team that they had prepared to build around. They had prepared this team to be a drive and shoot threes team. And they're not good at either one of those faucets. I mean, Eric Gordon, I think, is the only guy on the team that can get to the basket on his own. And the only two guys that can shoot threes that catch and shoot at a high rate, I think, are Mason Jones and Ben McLemore. And those guys are buried at the end of the bench. So I think it's time for the Rockets to say, what style of basketball can we play with this group of guys that we got? Because the drive and dish, the five wide, try to kick it out and hit three, it's not working for them.
It's not.
And now they want to play, and they've always wanted to play fast, so now they're just getting outscored quicker because they're playing so fast.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's time the Rockets need to change the style of what they're doing to fit this group of guys, because I think they got some athletic guys. I think they could do some different things, but what they're doing now is not working.
I'm gonna
hope
be
you guys
honest.
Have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
all right, Father.
I really question whether or not they really want to win right now. And I'm not judging them. I'm not upset about it. I don't want them to. I'll just tell you just flat out. This team hasn't had a high draft pick in a bazillion years. If they're outside the top four, they lose their top pick. They're moving on from Cousins more than likely. Wouldn't be shocked to see them move on from Oladipo. Right now, they're not defending well. They're playing, as he mentioned, it's not a good thing for them to have too many possessions, because they're not doing well with the possession. You know, the possession versus the defense versus offense, when you look at that, they need fewer possessions to have a chance to win. I'm not going to be upset about them, especially without Christian Wood, winning, losing. But to his point, though, yeah, the Daryl Morey brand of basketball, and it's not even Daryl Morey, this is almost a league-wide thing. This team is not built for the drive and kick. They don't have the pieces in place for it.
So when Christian Wood was here, they won 7 out of 8.
Yeah, and look how much better the defense was.
Well, and here, so I'm taking everything right now with a grain of salt. I don't think they can do. They're really set up to do. They're just not. There's just no talent on the floor. I mean, John Wall trying to drive to the basket last night over and over and over again. And just getting everything swatted away and knocked to the floor, and hit. I mean, it just seemed so, it was almost hard to watch, because he was trying as hard as he could, and then you see him coming off the floor, and it's like, wow, I'm on another horrible, horrible team. But no. I mean, his whole career is the Wizards and this.
He had a little bit of a run. When I say run, like, I think his early years with the Wizards was okay. He was in the playoffs.
So I take everything with this team right now with a grain of salt, because Christian Wood isn't there. And when Christian Wood comes back, you know what? They're going to be huge underdog. Here's when I think you can make some money, is when Christian Wood comes back. They're still going to be big underdogs. They were a dog at home to Chicago. Chicago's playing pretty good basketball right now and everything else, But with Christian
it's
Wood,
it's a different team.
With Christian Wood, it's a different team.
Yeah,
it's
you're probably right. Early on, you'll get value early on.
Yes.
Probably. You're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I just can't judge. First of all, how many of these guys are going to be here anyway? You know, I do think Jay Sean has got a chance to stick around. I do. I think he's got some talent. You know, as soon as the 3 years is up, Eric Gordon's going to be gone. John Wall's going to be gone. We got 3 years of this, though. We got three years of Christian Wood, though, too. And you know what? What the job is going to be is, you're absolutely right. They need that top four pick. They've got to have that top four pick. They've got to have somebody that they can pair with a young guy that they can pair that's actually kind of good. It's not, you know, Mason or Sterling or they're all fine. They're not. That's not any kind of nucleus for an NBA, good NBA team. It's just not.
No.
There are four guys that were on this team last year.
Do you want them to be bad?
Yes.
Is the draft pick more important to you than? Because I don't see anything you can build upon. Like, it's one thing. I don't want young teams to be bad because I want them to get used to winning. I think it's important. Like you saw with Miami. Miami had a chance to be atrocious. And they pulled it out of the fire last year, and they got the guy they wanted all along, Tua, who's an amazing quarterback. But they refuse to just lay down and lose. And I'm not talking about this last year, the year before. They wanted to create a culture of winning. Brian Flores did. But this team is not that kind of team. Like P.J. Tucker, Cousins, Wall, Eric Gordon, come on. These are old players. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Relatively, I mean, John Wall's like 37 in basketball years. I don't care if they learn. Macklemore, Jay Sean Tate. You're right. It's Christian Wood and everybody else.
Yeah. No, I think Jay Sean's got a chance.
Yeah, Jay Sean's got a chance. But yeah. I mean, I'm just talking about if they lose this year. Oh well, I'm fine with that.
No.
I
know.
If you're gonna lose,
actually,
go in the tank.
Actually, you don't want to be the Jets. You don't want to win too many games so that you screw the draft up.
No. I'd rather have the pick. And if that means moving everybody, then move everybody.
Man, you know what's going to happen? They're going to finish fifth.
Viper ball. No, man.
They're going to finish fifth.
Don't do that. They should have a team full of Vipers. I mean, Oladipo, second round.
That's why they just brought Patton up. Come on.
PJ Tucker,
come on up.
Second round.
G League guy, come on up.
I know.
All right, they threw him in there right away. Get in there. Get in there, kid.
Get in. We're hoping to screw this. Once again, if they are playing to tank, you're not gonna find any. This team hasn't tanked ever.
Ever.
So, and there's some times where, it helps.
I'll tell you this, though. It's hard to watch.
Astros were built.
I was there. Oh, it's hard. We had to leave. It was so hard to watch. And I asked my buddy, because he puts his tickets up for sale. I go, so you get face? He said, I don't get half of what I paid.
Tell him to hit me up. I'll take my kids.
Yeah. You can get them from him, probably. Yeah. He'll be like, okay, whatever. I can't sell them. You might as well use them.
You seriously can't.
You can't.
And it's not a full state. Can you imagine if it was a full stadium? You can't get it at a quarantine. I mean, you've got, not a quarantine, but you've got literally, 25%, and you can't sell.
It ain't 25%. I'm telling you. It's 8:25. It's bad. Time to talk Ford Truck Month right now at Chastang Ford. This is where you can get the most significant savings right now, the best financing, and the most robust warranties. And these 2021s, these Ford trucks are the best truck. It's the unbelievable how good it is. They're also pushing the transit fans. Business owner, if it makes sense, listen, mention ESPN. And you got, if you're an electrician, a plumber, HVAC, drywall, construction worker, you got to have trucks right now. It is unbelievable how much work there is out there for you. And here's the deal. No dealer add-ons. There's, you know, most dealerships are going to charge, there's $3,000 in unknown add-ons that they put on your, and you're like, what the heck? That's not the price that we agreed upon. And they're going to buy your car at Chastang Ford. You know, no need to purchase a car in order to sell your car. Chastang at home. The peak button on the website. You can customize your payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, a VIP delivery at your house, or you can come in to the dealership and you can get anything that you want in a clean, safe environment. It's all at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back. to the Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 733-713-780-3776 if you want to call in. If you're a priest, to tell us how you do things at your parish, you're more than welcome. Or a rabbi. We haven't heard from any rabbis today. Have you heard from a rabbi today?
No.
I'd like to see how they go about things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they watch? Yeah. Do they go back and watch tape? I'm to the point I got a little secret combine list. You know, there are combines for the, it's just they're regional combines. So what you do is, from what I understand, it's just you go and I think you're going to go do some medical stuff. And then there's Zoom meetings with individual teams. But the initial beginning of the combine was for medical checks, to get everyone in one place for medical checks. And so that's what's currently happening right now is at the combine, every player, I don't know if a lot of people know this. I mean, you should, but every team has their medical personnel there. So like Dr. Muntz will be there. Dr. Lowe mm-hmm. will be there. Whoever their orthopedics, you know, any other surgeon. And every team will check out. Like, players can be checked out by 32 teams. It's a grind for players. They have to go, and they may have the same MRI on their shoulder with multiple teams. I think the imaging is done one time at the hospital, and then every team gets to look at the imaging. But they all do their own research and study of team. Every player, you know, their heart's checked out. Everything is checked out with these players. And so last year, when the combine went off, you may or may not remember, the combine took off and they had combine, but they shut it down. Pro day is around March 7th, March 8th. And so anybody who didn't have a pro day, teams were very leery of if you weren't at the combine where they had medicals, you know, because usually if you come in, you have your 30 players you can bring in, you can check them out medically. They couldn't do it last year. So if they didn't have medicals on you, teams really are legitimately afraid that they could draft a guy with a heart condition or right. whatever the case may be. So now the combine this year is not going to be workout stuff at all. It's just they're trying to get, you know, to be able to meet with teams Zoom-wise and then get medical stuff. Here's what I think is weird. You know, we have so many different instances. We're playing basketball. We're playing baseball. We're playing football. How are you not able to meet? How are executives not? And executives did fly in for second interviews, like they would fly in face to face. How can you not have a combine? Get everyone tested. Just test everyone. You have rapid results now. How can you not have a combine where you get rapid results? I understand it's more than you don't want to bring everybody into one city or whatever. That's fine, but a combine, like bringing people into one group with all the testing stuff we have. You should be able to get people in one location together without masks if they've been tested or with masks too. Just wear your mask. The players should be able to do that. Do you want them working out? I don't know. I mean, they're going to work out at their pro day, so that's fine. But I don't know why you couldn't, even if you said, because I think Texas is going to have one. They're going to have different regional combines. You should be able to bring everyone into Houston and have all the medical stuff run through and team, you know, and one team rep or two team reps there and do that. Another two out in the West Coast, two on the East Coast, two in the Midwest, and you should be able to get that done. That's just kind of my own little thing there. But the combine list has, you know, 330 players on it like usual.
Is he going through combine withdrawal right now, Dell?
Yeah.
You think?
This is about the time where it would be happening.
You think? I know. It's like
Houston's got two guys on the list.
You're like you got to twitch right now because you're not going to have combine. Right.
Come on, baby. Give me that combine.
Give me that
baby.
Combine.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Out for the combine. I'll suck you. What?
Whoa. Nobody's doing that. Oh, Marty. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Marty, that's Mr. Devil.
I'm sorry, the bad man. So, Damarion Williams from University of Houston is at the combine. Peyton Turner.
I thought there was no combine.
Well, they got invited to this combine. Peyton Turner, and then Grant Stewart.
Would you?
And Marquez Stevenson.
I heard four people Houston like Cougars. Grant Stewart. It'll be interesting to see. He's a teams guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Guy. He's a squatty body.
Yeah, he really is. But
he's really fast in the straight line.
And he I mean, he's a football player.
He gets around. He's just such a squatty body. Yeah, you're right. He's like a special teams guy. I gave him an undrafted, a PFA grade, priority free agent. But he's going to run really fast in a straight line. I watched him run down a running back. I was like, holy crap, this guy can run. But he's not good laterally. Like, his hips are too tight to really slide fast laterally. But in a straight line, that joker can really run. And he's in on a lot of plays. He's just a little T-Rex.
Yeah. Right. That's. I mean, watching him for the last few years, it's been like he's.
And every year I go into white linebacker mode where I watch guys like Patty Fisher, who played at Northwestern. He's going to make a great accountant one day, but he's going to have the most tackles of any accountant probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like 100. And you know, you look at him, body type's not great. He can't run, but then he's like, how do you get so many tackles? He's just in on everything. This kid Jake Hansen from Illinois, like these guys have a. I love watching linebackers because the guys who have great, you know, that's why when I watch Zach Cunningham, I like Zach. I gave him a second round grade, but when you watch linebackers who have just a nose for how to get to the ball and instincts, it's just different. You know, when you see it, you're like, man, these guys know where the play's going. They know where the run, you know, where the running lane is going to be. They recognize blocking schemes, and that's what the Texans, I think the Texans really missed. No one talks about him. They get kind of crap on him. But McKinney, you know, McKinney is a guy who is physical. He gets downhill. He'll pop you in the lane. I think he helps against the run.
I don't see him anymore.
He was hurt.
Yeah, I know. I know he's hurt. I mean, it just seems like he hasn't been around much. That's all. Just seems to me like you should be around more if you're going to play or something.
Bernardrick was on IR. Shoulder injury, yeah.
No.
And now with his cap number, like, either restructure or go. I wouldn't mind a restructure for him, but my guess is he'll just say, nah, cut me. Although he's 28 now. He's 28 years old. Huh. I don't know what the market would look like for him. Remember, anybody who hits the market, you're hitting a market with a lower cap number for teams. This might behoove him. The Texans might say, look, we'll give you a 2-year deal. We'll give you a 2-year deal at, you know, $6 million a year. Drop your cap number by $2 million. That's so much lower than Zach Cunningham. I don't even know.
Where do you have Peyton Turner?
I had him higher. I had him second round, but he wasn't that good at the Senior Bowl. He wasn't. Yeah, I still like his potential, but I think he's more of a third rounder. But he's a big. Man, there's some flashes where he's really, really good. It's just hard because in that conference, there were some players who, you know, it's just not that competitive. Like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson beat up on a bunch of secondaries that weren't good. That's just the truth. That doesn't mean he can't do it in the pros. But when you go back and look at better competition in 2019, Zach Wilson's a quarterback from BYU. He wasn't as good.
Well, there's some bad secondaries in the pros, too. We got one here.
No,
So if he gets in this division,
who's better, Coastal Carolina secondary or the Texans? Because he struggled against Coastal Carolina.
I mean, without Roby, because Roby wasn't there for.
Hey, for the first time ever, I legitimately wonder, and not this Alabama team, but maybe last year's Alabama team. When I look at, we talk about the Jets, the Jaguars, whatever. Forever, it's always been the stupid thing. I wonder if you could beat the Browns. Like, no, a college team can't beat the Browns. But we're at a point now where Alabama has so many first-round picks that you might have been, you know, not this year's team, but the year before.
If you look at everybody. If Deshaun wasn't on this team, okay, if you take Deshaun off and Roby's off as well.
And I get Alabama's not this year's team, but the year before. With Raekwon Davis and... I'd have to look and see who they have, but all those wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, Jedrick Wills. Yeah,
Tua and Mac.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All those Jedrick Wills, Alex Leatherwood. I'm just telling you, and that wasn't the best defense they had. So Alabama's defense was not
if
a
If it was AJ McCarron.
They would score, like, seriously. This is the first time where I'm like, because usually it's, okay, these are average players in the NFL at best. We're talking about a bunch of first rounders.
We're talking about first rounders. You don't think Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Waddle could torch the Texans secondary? Mm. They're all first rounders.
Yeah, if it's Philip Gaines and it's Hargraves, Hargraves couldn't run, bro. Hargraves could not run.
That's the thing is,
you put have Waddle against Hargraves right now.
That's Ruggs and Waddle. These two guys are going to both be like 4-3-1, 4-2-9 type guys. Who's guarding these guys? The Texans can't guard T.Y. Hilton with Philip Rivers throwing to him. How in the world are you going to be able to guard those guys? For the first time, I started thinking, you know, Alabama has so many first-round picks. They have so many first-round picks coming off their team. And there's some teams, you know, the Jets' secondary is not good. Even though they won a couple, I mean, the Jets roster's not good. Even though they won a couple games, they're not good. Their roster's not good. This is the first time I thought it would actually be interesting because that Alabama team from last year, and I'm going to say last year because I want Ruggs and Jeudy on the team too, they could have put points on the, they would have put some points on the Jets.
Yep.
They would have put points on them.
All right. Some
definitely
news,
on the Texans.
The news, some news coming out of West Palm. We'll talk about it on the other side with the Astros. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, if the Astros want to extend me, you know, I would like to get it done before the season starts. Because once the season starts, man, I feel so good. My body feels so great. And I feel like I'm going to have such a great season that once the season starts, I don't want to be involved and distracted with those conversations.
Carlos is going to be joining us, working on getting him on pretty soon. And hopefully, they can get a deal done. It'd be interesting to see. Here's the deal is, yeah, he wants to get the deal done, but he's not taking a hometown discount. He's not. He wants his money, and I can't blame him. He wants his money.
What do you think it's gonna be?
He's going to it's a little bit risky business because he's got to perform this year. I mean, he's coming off the good feelings about Carlos Correa right now in the organization. It can't be better. The only thing that can happen is that he ruins that with a subpar year. Because if he has a big year, again, it'll be the first one where his numbers are just not they're not max dollar numbers. They're just not. So it'll be but his postseason last year was as good as it can possibly be.
I still think 25 million is the number he's going to shoot for.
Well, he's going to shoot for it, but I we'll see. And God bless if he gets it, but I don't know that this organization, I think this is a Dak Prescott situation. We like him a lot, but we ain't ready to give him max dollars. We ain't ready to say, because honestly, when you look at him, is Carlos Correa really, we don't know. I think there's still the injuries, his OPS, his regular season OPS. I mean, all of these things are like, I could certainly see where the organization is wavering on this, and it might turn out, I don't think that it's that this is about money nearly as much as it is as a commitment to Carlos Correa.
Long-term?
Yeah, long-term commitment.
Yeah, it might be. I would imagine. I mean, we're talking about guaranteed money. That's why the Tatis thing is such a massive gamble, is you have to make sure that for, you know, at least 10 years, maybe 12 years, that he's healthy and playing at a high level. If he gets hurt at any point, if he's hurt, you've got insurance. But if he's just like not the same guy because he's hurt his back, then you're kind of screwed a little bit if he keeps playing. But forget that. Going to Carlos Correa, there is no recent history that shows Carlos Correa can stay healthy. You can't use last year.
No,
you just can't use last year. So you have that going on. You don't have Carlos Correa as a 900 OPS guy, other than a year, I think, maybe two, but it wasn't last year. He got off to a hot start. I just think when you really dig into it, what you're saying is true. But
Tatis getting his money, George getting his money. I just think Carlos is in his agents, William Morris. William Morris wants to do the best deal possible because they're into sports on the football side too. Like, William Morris wants to be major players. I think they want to challenge CAA on the sports side eventually. And do that, they need to get the biggest contracts. And I think they're really going to play hardball with the Astros. I do not think this is going to be an easy negotiations. And I think that if you want Carlos and you want to get a deal done early, you're going to have to give him an aggressive deal. Maybe $22 million over, I don't know, 8 years? Yeah.
Then Carlos is going to walk. Because you're not committing to 8 years to an injury-prone guy. You're just not. At 22 a year.
I agree, but I just think that, you know, you're not young. What did George get? How many years? Six, right?
George got six.
Yeah. Carlos is going to want more than six. You don't want to hit the market. You don't want to take the chance of hitting the market. You want yours guaranteed now, I would think.
Well, 6 years at 20, it's still good money.
It's still good, but if you're, why would you not want 8 years guaranteed? No.
Well, he is.
If you're their side.
He's 26 right now. He will turn 27 this year.
Yeah. Take him to 34, 35. He's a lifetime Astro, basically.
Well, yeah. I don't.
That's how I would sell it. I'd say, look.
I know. That's how you would sell it, but I don't think Jim Crane's buying it.
We'll give you a discount. We'll come down from $25 million to $22 million. 8 years, we can get this deal done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a danger. That'd be a $172 million deal. I mean, that's a dangerous contract.
I think that's more dangerous than Tatis' 14 years. That's more dangerous.
You think?
Yes.
Well, Tatis, you feel very certain about how good he is.
Well, now let's not forget, Tatis has 140 at-bats in Major League. I mean, 140 games played in Major League Baseball. So it's not like he's been great. Don't get me wrong. He did fall off last September. He did fall off some last September, but that's not it. It's the injuries that worry me with Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
It's the injuries. You got to play. I mean, he did play 58 out of the 60 games last year, but 75 the year before, 110, 109. That's a lot of missed games. You can't.
Yeah,
I think his arbitration has reflected that. He went from 5 to 8 to now 12. Betts was 27. That's a centerpiece guy. That's a kind of guy that you're giving max dollars to.
So 22, yeah. And when we say max dollars, it's a relative term based on, obviously there's not a max contract number, but I know what you're saying. But 22 for Carlos, Carlos could just say, look, I'm the Astros max guy. And you're right.
Well, Altuve would still be.
Well, Bregman and Altuve, frankly, are more valuable as overall players. Although Altuve, you're a little concerned. Bregman still, forget the end of last year. I mean, Bregman still, he's a good defensive player. He's got power. He can hit for average. OPS numbers are going to be strong. I mean, Alex Bregman is your best hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's your best hitter. He's probably the guy. But Carlos Correa does have, there are some intangibles there. And you know what, more importantly, I think that you really have to factor in is there is such good feelings for Carlos Correa.
That's it.
For the way he, and I mean, not just with the, I'm talking about fan base and everything, the way that he took over this team in the offseason, the way that he hit in the clutch, his confidence level in the postseason is off the charts. That this feel, if you got a 6-year deal done with Carlos Correa right now at $20 million, you did $120 million.
That I would do.
$620 million. This makes you feel like, okay, you know what? This window is open. Kyle Tucker, we're going to keep the window open here.
We've got
young pitching staff, Yordan, Carlos Correa, Bregman, Altuve. You feel like, yeah, this is something we can work with because the Astros farm system right now was ranked 30th. They're ranked, 28th in their farm system. Their farm system is so low right now. It is so unbelievably low that there's not a bunch. Now, Pedro Leon is something to get a little excited about, well, but see, he's that's young.
They're just going to have to do that every year, pick up one guy that's just like phenomenal.
One Cuban
or, you know, Dominican or whatever.
Yeah.
And, oh, look at what we got. I'll throw him out there. Let's see. But I'll do six 120 right now.
You 6 120?
I'll do 6 120.
Well, you do 6 22.
Now that's 130 now. So that's 132 now. And all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute.
I just seen what you were.
Now all of a sudden.
How about 6 at 25?
That's an add-on. That's a dealer add-on. Oh, we're not okay. Adding on. We're just.
Would you like some undercoat, some true coat?
No, I don't. And I don't want a bed
we
liner.
We got a true coat.
I don't want any of that.
Yeah, no. Well, it's, you should probably get the true
the
coat.
Leather?
Because
I got,
it's,
no, I don't need leather.
I'm Jerry Lundegaard. Maybe the Carlos Correa package could get an undercoat, too.
Mm. Ooh.
No, Jerry Lundegaard.
I don't want any undercoating.
A true coat.
No. Anyway, we got that news. It looks like a scrub might be going down to the minors.
Why? Why the disrespect?
It's not. There's no disrespect there.
Why would he go down to the minors?
I don't know. They're talking about maybe starting Andre Scrub in the minors.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Because he has too sharp a breaking pitch?
Well, I don't know. They're running out of
fun. Now, Abreu.
They got C-check. They picked up Stanek. They pick up C-check. I mean, they're
yeah.
They're running out of
and Abreu
spots.
Is the guy with the Abreu is the guy who actually, and I hadn't thought about Abreu. He's a guy that could have closer stuff down the road. He's obviously got a ways to go, but he's got a big live arm.
Yep.
Like he's the interesting guy to me.
Yep. I don't think Presley's going to be the closer. I just don't. I think they're going to probably give it to. I think it's going to be by committee early on. I do. I just don't know that there's any one guy. You can throw Baez out there. We'll see if C-check. You can throw him out there. They're talking about Rayleigh, a possibility. Rayleigh? Really?
Huh?
I mean, let's not do that.
A possibility for what?
With closing.
No. Nope.
No. I mean, I'm excited about this team. Well, relatively speaking, with the Rockets and the Texans, we're actually going to win some games.
What are you more excited about? The season starting or Champions League?
Champions.
He don't know nothing about the Champions League. He don't know nothing.
It's starting
you don't know
today.
It started yesterday. Oh, it's been going on. It's been going on for a while. Actually, not yesterday, but it's been going on. Knockout stuff started last week. You know nothing about Champions League?
I don't know nothing about Champions
League. Why? Because
the best.
Ronaldo's involved, right?
Who cares?
Your boyfriend Ronaldo is playing.
It's soccer. We're talking about baseball. We're talking about important sports here. We got Texans
actually,
to talk about.
Ronaldo wasn't involved yesterday.
What do you have to talk
least.
About with Texans?
I don't know.
What
Del's
do you
got
have?
Something each.
What do you
to...
have, Del?
What?
Oh, we got a new song.
Yeah, the Champions League song. Let's break down Champions League. Chelsea versus Atletico Madrid today.
I like that.
Diego Simeone, that controversial figure.
No How care. About the win for no Crystal care. Palace yesterday over?
Somebody cashed a big check.
I needed that because Fulham's still in the relegation battle.
And you
closer.
Didn't even watch the game.
Fulham got beat by no. I didn't
oh,
watch.
Fulham didn't get beat. Fulham beat your squad.
I know.
Fulham. Since the last time,
and then my team won the Merseyside first time in Liverpool since 1999. Snack said, "Since 1999, they're terrible." Since Snacks, we just won. What do you? I said, "Wouldn't you like to have a good soccer team to cheer for?" Yeah. Well, this is your squad.
Why are you bearing the lead?
Ooh, Everton?
Yeah.
Why are you bearing the lead? A couple weeks ago.
We're past the Fulham match.
Fulham had never beaten
we're
Everton.
We're past the Fulham match.
Had never beaten Everton.
We got beat, and then a Nigerian scored on us.
Twice. And what I said was.
Dells peeps.
Listen to what he said.
What I said.
On Twitter.
You get sun Monday through Friday by a Nigerian. Why not Sunday, too? You get sun.
You got sun.
Yeah. I was like. That dude scored on you twice. Yeah, but that's enough soccer talk.
I called it the most disappointing loss in the last three decades for Everton.
Well, they hadn't beaten your squad on your home field ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
I know. It was terrible.
And you let a Nigerian beat you?
Just a bunch of Sunderland guys and a former Evertonian.
I could see if this was like a marathon, but come on.
You should watch. You really should watch Sunderland Till I Die. You would like that. Sunderland. I didn't say they're Ethiopians. No.
No.
Who are the ones who are the really good
Ethiopians.
No.
They are. Aren't they Nigerian? No. The runners.
Ethiopians.
Is it that's Ethiopians?
That's the stereotypical thing we
no,
go
it's
to.
Not
Ethiopians. Yes, it is.
No, that's the distended belly thing from back in the 80s.
No. Ethiopians. Marathon runners.
No, aren't we thinking about something, a different?
Yeah, there's a different country. No, it's not.
Are we going to trust you guys on this?
No, I think we're right on this one, Joe.
You're wrong.
No. Just type in best. Just type in ethnicity best marathon runners.
Yeah, that should come up really easily for you.
Best marathon runners. Here, country.
Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya. Kenya.
They're the stupid Dell.
Ethiopians too.
Even it's Ethiopia. It's Kenya.
Ethiopians too.
Stop already.
John knows about the
what
marathon.
What does he know?
What continent they on?
Yeah, exactly.
Kenya. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Everything
was fine. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.